It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, tuned in, new episode, Advice from a Fuckboy, favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Gazdem Shega, a.k.a. the people's champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. So listen, I'm going to give a timestamp to this podcast. Today is March 28th, the day after the Oscars, and listen, we're going to talk about this. It's coming out the same day, which means I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you right now. Got a special guest, man. Give me, before I introduce her, well, she's going to introduce herself. Before I introduce her, y'all know I'm on tour. All right. Well, I'm not on tour. I'm going on tour. Y'all know I'm going on tour. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about tickets, blah, 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 blah. The tour is here. All right. April 14th, we begin in Boston. April 15th, we're in Philly. April 20th, we're in Memphis. 21st, we're in Houston. 22nd, we're in New Orleans. April 28th, we're in Syracuse. April 29th, we're in Toronto. May 5th, we're in Seattle. May 6th, we're in Vancouver. May 12th, we're in Indianapolis. May 13th, we in Cincinnati. May 20th through the 22nd, we in Kansas City. June 11th, we in St. Louis. June 12th, we in Cleveland. June 25th, we in Oakland. June 26th, we in Portland. June 15th, we in Richmond. June 16th, we in D.C. June 17th, we in Raleigh. And June 18th, and June 23rd, July. I'm July. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. I was saying June.
July.
Damn, July. Damn, I was doing so well. I'm high. All right, July. All that. All those 20. All them dates. Yeah, July. Go to myediblekickedin.com and get your fucking tickets. All right, you can read. Now you don't need to hear me. And people are like, oh, well, what about this city? What about that city?
Right.
We're adding about 7 more cities. We are adding Milwaukee. We are adding Chicago. We are adding Minneapolis. We are adding Detroit. We are adding Nashville. We are adding Miami. We are adding. I think that might be it. We're adding like 6 more dates. So this is about a 20-something city tour. I'm coming to your city. Come check me out. Get your tickets. MyEdibleKickedIn.com. And you can get some merchandise. We got spinning night bags.
Ooh.
We got the My Edible Kicked In spinning night bag.
Okay.
You get a spinning night bag. Ladies, you need a spinning night bag. You need. I'm tired of, we tired of seeing that same old raggedy ass bag you bring over with all them, with your curling irons. Yo, get a new bag. Come to My Edible Kick, then get the bear, get Marion Bear E on your bag. All right? Get that old dusty. As a matter of fact, ladies, if you're fucking a new guy, new spin a night bag. You hear me? If you're fucking a new guy, old spin a night bag with him. New spinning night bag with me. Go to www.myediblekickin.com and get you a spinning night bag. All right, that's it. Old ones, old guys. New ones, new guys. You new need energy. A new bag? Come on over to Death Row. Anyway, Kenya,
what's up?
How
Clint?
You doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm a girl. So first of all, I want you to look in the camera.
Yes.
I want you to introduce yourself.
Hello, hello. My name is Kenya Parham. I'm a cultural strategist.
Say that again. Not the name.
Hello.
What do you? You are a what?
I am a cultural strategist.
Tell me what a cultural strategist is.
Well, I parlayed a career.
You don't have to talk
working,
to Cameron. Now you can talk to me.
Okay, I parlayed a career working in politics mm-hmm. for some time, and learned very clearly about the transferability between
the transferability. I like big words on this podcast.
Between applying strategy in an environment for civic engagement meant to drive people to go and vote, to then recognizing that the most valuable thing I think we have amongst us now is the culture that we exist in and we create. And so when I left the world of politics, I said, you know what, I'm going to throw it down for the culture. And that's what I do in entertainment now.
Great. Fuck the culture right now. We got to talk about the culture. All right.
But thank you for having me.
Always. We're going
to
talk about you later, too.
Okay.
Like, this ain't the end. We just, let's introduce you. They got to like you now.
Hey.
See, if they don't like what you about to say, then all this goes down the drain.
It does.
They have to like you. They don't give a fuck now. It's like, oh, you a cultural strategist, bitch. That's cool and all. But what you think about Will and Jada?
Right.
So, I am, for the first time on this podcast, ladies, I am not going, ladies, I'm specifically talking to you. I'm not going to open with a monologue. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to open with my thoughts, because here's why. I have a woman on the podcast and I want to know. I know how I feel and I know kind of know how most men feel, but I really want to hear. All right. Mm-hmm. So before the podcast, I said, yo, here's the question. Watching that, mm-hmm. digesting that, seeing that, and I'm talking between Chris, between Will, between Jada. Just as a woman, mm-hmm. a black woman, I just want to hear, I don't know if you can speak for everybody, but I want to hear how you feel. I'm going to shut the fuck up. First time, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Uninterrupted.
Wow.
Uninterrupted. I want to know, how do you feel watching that? Talk.
Heavy. So first I will say that I am a black woman. I'm a black woman who screams from the mountaintops around the protection of black women and girls. Mm-hmm. But my thoughts do not represent the monolith of what black women think.
No, I want to hear what you think.
Right?
How do you feel?
How do I feel specifically?
Specifically, yes.
I felt empowered watching that. And I felt empowered as a person who understands that any cultural shift has to be ushered in via disruption of some kind. And that was a disruptive moment. You and I know a little bit about being disruptors in our own right. And I felt a mix of emotions, though. There was a sadness that came over me because I viewed what I saw on the TV through a trauma lens first. Like, it was painful. There was pain in a lot of different spaces there. Pain that I identified off top, off of Jada's face. Pain.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Pain, in what prompted Will to get up without care or concern about the time, place, setting, any of that. And pain after it was done and he adjusted his suit and went back and sat back down. The audience was full of a lot of different hums and responses. And that was painful to sit with and digest. So, but I felt like finally.
If you don't mind me asking, why?
Because I think for too long, we have been waiting for some kind of a major demonstration on the protection of Black women and girls. And for us to be shouting at the exterior environment, meaning outside of our community, how can we expect them to understand what it means, where that line is drawn, if we can't enforce that line ourselves? And I think, you know, what we saw was evidence of, yes, that moment, but a buildup of a lot of things, you know, not just Chris's comments, but also Will's own personal issues, Jada's own personal issues, and just enough is enough. That was a boiling point moment, and it reached its head in, on the worldwide stage.
And that was your, that's how you felt.
I felt, mm-hmm.
just so
I felt
clear.
Sad. Mm-hmm. I felt empowered.
Yeah, no, that's
I
fine.
Felt pained. I felt, and I exhaled.
That's real.
I saw that. I was like, man.
I just hope your hot ass breath. No, I'm joking. My bad. I'm a be me. Yeah.
Do you?
My bad. I'm a be me. Do Go ahead.
No, that's really what I felt. I exhaled. That was my initial reaction. And I don't think there was anything else that could have happened that would have allowed me to exhale all that CO2 the way that I did.
CO2.
True.
Smart person to me. Interesting. So I wanted to ask how you feel first, mm-hmm. because there's a difference, I believe, in this situation between feelings and think and what is mm-hmm. right and what's wrong, mm-hmm. right? Not to say that anybody's right and right to say that anybody's wrong, mm-hmm. all right? Here's how I felt mm-hmm. watching that. When I watched it, like when I watched the video and watched it over, like the first time I watched it, I said, well, I felt like, damn. Why did this have to happen right here, mm. right now? Mm. And like that's how I felt immediately. Because for me, my first thought was, I already know what they about to say. Mm-hmm. And I already know what they about to turn this into. Mm-hmm. I've seen this movie before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it just that's how I initially felt.
Yeah.
No like skin in the game, no me being a comedian, no me being from Philly, none yeah. of that. Like no skin in the game. I'm just watching it for the first time. I'm just like, yo, why y'all had, like mm-hmm. why? Mm-hmm. All right.
That's real.
Right. That's how I felt.
That's real.
It was more of a it didn't have to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Felt. That's how I felt initially. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the best question or the best way to answer how you felt initially, because how you feel initially and how you feel after you sat with something mm-hmm. and after you process it and thought about it mm-hmm. is a different situation, mm-hmm. right? So now, I got a next question.
Okay.
It's a day later.
Yeah.
Today is March 28th. Again, I keep, you know, let's have an honest conversation. First, if you were in Jada's shoes, what are you, how do you feel this morning? Right mm-hmm. now, you woke up this morning, your husband, your king, just won a fucking Oscar, but also he just displayed I'm not gonna say wild, because I'm gonna say what I think about his behavior mm-hmm. after processing, but you're Jada, you see it, boom, 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 now you had some time to process, it's coming down, now how do you feel? How do you think she feels?
You know, I'm
and you're not speaking with her.
Yeah, I'm gonna be careful with this one.
No, because, you're not. So here's the thing. You don't have to be careful. Here's why I say that. Because you're not speaking for Jada.
Got it.
I'm saying if you were in that position.
If I was in that position.
I can say what, like, because here's the thing. If I was Chris Rock in that position, yeah, Will Smith, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Mm. I can say that. Mm. I'm not saying that I would beat Will ass on some, you just not gonna walk up to me on stage and smack mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. Like I could definitively say that if I was in Chris Rock's shoes, this is what I probably would have done. It wouldn't have went down that smoothly. Mm-hmm. Y'all motherfuckers would have had to go into commercial break. And I'm telling you that right now. If you decide to come on this My Edible Kicked In tour and you think that you just gonna walk on stage and knock me out, I'm calling the cops, niggas. Like, it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? And I say that, but I say that to say the same thing even with Will. I don't know how he felt in the moment. I can empathize with how he felt in the moment. So what I'm saying is if you were Jada, how do you feel today? Like if your man did that, how would you feel today? That's what I'm asking.
And if I was privy to all of the pain, right?
Everything. All everything. Of it. Same, like, you, again, she knows what he's been through. She knows how he's feeling. She knows he's...
Jade is with the shits, man.
Oh, for sure. I saw that. I saw that in her face. Jada looked like... when Will walked up there and smacked him...
She looked like she expected that
she
shit.
She looked like a proud parent that watched her son just whoop somebody ass. She like...
1,000% I saw you. We all saw the head nod, okay? Yeah,
it was...
So he came back and she looked at him like, well done, right? So
what kind of time out real quick. What kind of pussy you think he got last night?
All of it.
Let's be real. What kind of pussy did Will Smith
all
get last
night? All of it. All of it. But I don't think that that hits. I don't think that's changed. I don't think that's changed. I think that the love that they share is also what fueled him to go up there, right? So when we talk about the rewards that we get for standing up for Black women and children, right? Like that. What Will did, what propelled him to get up there, he's been loved up on for a long time.
I agree.
But to answer your question, if I was Jada, how would I be feeling
today?
I would be feeling like I can face another day with you, right? Like
If
I was
how to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Jada, I would be waking up, looking at my man, feeling like I can face another day with you. We can do this. I feel more than confident to step outside in this world for you to cover me, cover our children, cover our household, defend our honor. And I would feel like reassured that I made the right choice that I know I've made, that I'm sure many other examples have demonstrated and validated for me. Again, I would feel
that's real.
I would feel that.
And here's why. There's two sides to this, right? Because I'm a man. So I don't know how a woman would feel in this situation, or I don't know how, like, okay, because like I could always, because like here's the thing, and on these podcasts we always talk about how women should feel. Like I saw a post where, you know, guy was like, yo, like women should take this moment and understand, like, yo, why didn't Jada grab her man and say, yo, don't do this?
Because they have enough agency to not care. And that was the most exciting thing about that moment for me, was that Jada and Will as a unit have amassed enough agency and are so demonstratively Black that whatever consequence, you know, like the life as we walk around it on a seemingly even playing field, is we employ the theory of consequentialism all the time, that states that whatever action you do has some level of consequence equally, right? So when you are, you know, a free Black person running around this world with agency, meaning, you know, enough wealth to create your own platforms, to not need and depend solely for the rest of your life on
white
the benevolence
man's
paper, of white
man's paperwork.
And patronage from white
quick.
Folks.
That's
from
my friend Ashlyn. She listens to the podcast. She's a big doc. She's not a Dr. Umar fan.
Okay.
She's like a Dr. Umar, only we get it. Why do you need white man's paperwork?
Yeah, they've amassed enough of it, enough of that agency. They flex that agency. And so, you know, while I think it is an important distinction as men and women, Black Black men and women watch this and have these discussions around what we expect of each other, right? Unless you have the agency to extract yourself, remove yourself from this matrix run by white folks, you might want to think about your actions, right?
Now, that is another part of that. I'm going to talk about Will's actions from a man's perspective later, but I do think that part of Will doing that was knowing that motherfucker got away with it, yo. Like that's the part to me. Like, look.
But they've been unplugged. They've been unplugged as a familial unit from the traditional model of how you function for a long time.
For sure.
So we are not looking at a Hollywood family that has played by the rules.
No, they don't play. They make
at
their
all.
Own rules.
They've made their own rules for a very long time.
And I'm talking about since. Damn near Bad Boys 2.
Right.
Like, it's like, I remember there was rumors about Will and Jada being swingers, I think, back in the early 2000s. But here's the thing. When the rumors were coming out, though, they weren't on some, like, it's not true, blah, blah. They didn't give a fuck.
And I don't even want to reduce them just to their making their own rules in the context of what they do in the privacy of their own home and their relationship. I mean, building their own production team.
Yes.
Their own studios, reaching out, financing their own projects.
Yes.
Not taking, you know, yeses and nos from the traditional markets as a green light or a red light to what they want to put out into this world.
Listen,
right? They've been
Jada
doing
changed
their
the
own
game
stuff.
With the red table talk too. Like it's been
1,000%.
She's got it. Yeah, it's yeah.
So these are people who function out of the matrix very, very comfortably. And so I think you have to talk about what we witnessed last night through that lens. Like these are not folks that operate in that space.
If I'm up for my first Oscar or I'm at the Oscar Awards and Chris Rock makes a joke about me and my lady sitting there, right? Or me and my wife or my fiance, whoever's sitting there, I know for a fact I have to consciously think I can't go up no matter how that joke made me feel.
Right.
I got to sit in my seat and I got to squirm for a moment. Clint Coley cannot go up there and do no shit like that.
Because the respectability politics comes into play, right? And we're all conditioned by that.
Right.
But I think what we saw on display last night was that conditioning and programming, kind of trumps a lot of things. It trumps experience.
It does.
It trumps intelligence.
It does.
You know, and so when people say, you know, Chris Rock was too intelligent to know to know what he was doing there when he chose that, you know, communicative device, when he looked in the sea of who he was talking to and he said, I'm gonna go for the least of these and deliver it to an audience that has never really cared about Black women and only awards them for certain types of characters that they play, right? Like, you know, he knows the difference. He's experienced enough to know the difference. His admitted learning disability applied there, right? What he has shared with us about not being able to read the room, and struggling with that. The conditionality, though, with that.
So you talk about, hey, man, first of all, look, we get it. We got a smart podcast. Can we stop with these ality words? Duality, conditionality, biology?
Sure, bro.
None of that. I'm tired of the ality words.
Sure, bro.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Sure, bro. That's fine.
Go ahead, though. I'm teasing. Go ahead.
But his Chris knows better. He's admitted to us that he has the inability to read the room.
He did.
That's the last Lee word, I promise. And
keep going.
But he's conditioned and programmed to almost like a call and response way to know that if I deliver a joke about Black women in front of an audience that has never really cared about them, it's going to hit.
Yeah, I mean, we could always look at it like that. And I can see that.
Because why else wouldn't you, why wouldn't you talk about Demi then?
So here's my thing. I don't have a reason on why Chris Rock did what he did. I can't tell you that. From a comedic perspective, I told you, I haven't said this on the podcast, but I've said this multiple times and I'll say it. Comedically, the joke was whack. Mm-hmm. Like the joke, did not need it. We didn't need.
Is she even in G.I. Jane?
It's not even whether her being in G.I. Jane. It's just a. It was just a corny ass joke.
I'm just trying to figure out where it came from. Was it the green? Was it the green dress? Like, no, where did G.I.
Jane
the,
shaved her head.
I know that.
So she.
So it was just the shaved head. That was it.
That was it.
Because I felt like I missed something.
When
he delivered, I was like, "Where was the funny part?"
If you got to explain your joke, it's not funny.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, that's just the bottom line. If you have to,
and it wasn't scripted. That was an unscripted moment that we saw.
Right. If you have to explain the joke, it's not funny and you don't need to say it. My thing was, it wasn't needed. It was a small jab. But here's the thing, and we're going to unpack this too on this podcast. There was history there. This is not the first time Chris Rock has said something about Jada on the Oscar stage.
Or other black women.
So here's the thing, right? Now, Jada probably was like, here he go again. Will probably, this is what I think. Because the comment, I had to listen to what he said back in 2016 was, Will and Jada was boycotting the Oscars. And he's like, Jada, you mad about the Oscars? You're not invited. And Will looking like, nigga, I am an Oscar-nominated actor. At that point, he had been nominated for Ali. So if he's invited, your wife's invited. Like, but at the end of the day, that's a disrespectful comment.
1,000%.
Will probably said something to him like, yo, dog.
And it wasn't just that he positioned the comment in the context of another woman's undergarments, another black woman's undergarments, which had nothing to do with anything.
I agree.
And it's isn't this the same person who brought us good hair?
Yes, it is.
And good hair was less about the hair and more about the internalized trauma around our crowns.
Yeah.
So reckless.
So listen, I'm not defending Chris Rock by any means, but this is not, because here's not the thing. It's not to beat Chris. Like, here's the thing. The joke was tasteless. The joke was wrong. The joke had no merit to be there, or it had no place to be there. It shouldn't have been there. And it should have been about the joke, because that's what we should be talking about today, to be honest with you. We should be talking about the classless taste. Like, you know what I'm saying? What I don't think the joke warranted was that reaction at that moment at that time. I stand on that. Ladies, I'm not saying that I'm all for protect black women, blah, blah, blah. But I do not think that joke warranted that reaction. Now, some people are like,
couldn't have been all about that. My point. I said I had to view that through a trauma lens.
Exactly.
That was a trick.
He was triggered, yo. He had
responding to a trauma.
Will
response.
Had fire in his eyes when
1,000%.
You know what I'm saying?
1,000%.
So that's how I feel. It's just like, yo, like, come on, yo. Come on. For those of y'all that like to skip the announcements at the beginning, I'm on tour. Get you a fucking tote bag, get you some fucking tickets, and bring your ass to the fucking show. I'm sorry, you know what? That was very, very, very disrespectful.
Support my guy, Clint Coley.
I don't want to talk like that. I'm sorry, man. That's Will Smith energy. Will don't even talk like that, though. That's the thing.
Go to Clint's show.
Will don't cuss, man. Like,
support your favorite.
No, community. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to be completely transparent. If you listen to this podcast, you follow me, if you listen to this podcast, you follow me, you think I'm funny, anything, now is the time I need your support. If I'm coming to your city, I need you to go on here, get them tickets, and come to the show. Like, that's how you say, Clint, we support you. On this tour, on these shows, I don't need y'all to have me out here looking stupid. Don't have me out here looking stupid. I want to see sold out before the shit, before I get there. I want the marquee to say, Clint Coley, my edible kicked in, sold out. I want you can't get tickets to see me. That's what I want. Can we make that happen? That's it. Okay. As we're recording this podcast, an interesting turn of events just happened. I'm gonna read a statement from Chris Rock.
Okay.
Read a statement. As a comedian, it can be difficult to understand which lines are to be crossed and which ones aren't. Last night, I crossed a line that I shouldn't have and paid the enormous price of my reputation as a renowned comedian. Comedy is never about poking fun at or making light of people with major ordeals happening in their lives. Comedy is about using real life circumstances to create laughter and bring light to an otherwise dark world. With that said, I sincerely apologize to my friends Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith, and the rest of the Smith family for the disrespect and disregard I displayed, which was unfortunately broadcast for the world to see. I hope that with time, forgiveness can come of this situation and we can all be better, more considerate of people in the end. Chris Rock.
Okay, that's an apology.
That's a legit apology.
That's an apology before, right around end of day, Eastern time.
So.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We don't have to get into whether it's sincere or not.
Well, who are we to judge that?
Yeah. But the fact that he put it out. Because his thing, he didn't have to apologize.
Mm-mm.
Because let's be clear, Will Smith has not apologized. Mm-hmm. He had a chance. Because I'm not going to lie. When Will won the Oscar, I was cheering. Whoa, yeah, we were cheering. Yeah. And I'm watching the
The speech.
The speech. Yeah. Why couldn't I say speech?
I don't know.
Speech.
Because your edible kicked in.
Because it kicked in. I'm here. I read that pretty good for a nigga on edible.
You did.
You know, you know what? My teachers used to like when I read out loud. I was never that kid in class. Like, I could read out loud.
There you go.
That was a good, like, because, you know, reading out loud, that wasn't for everybody.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't for everybody.
Especially in the years where you're still mastering, like, cadence.
Yeah, like third grade, fourth grade. That's not fun.
Yeah, but you did it, though.
I did it.
Look at you.
Look at me.
What teacher we got to say thank you to?
So, damn, I have a really crazy memory. My first grade teacher name was Miss Lottie Chisholm. My second grade teacher, the only reason why I remember her name is Miss Lottie Chisholm because Biz Markie has a bar in Nobody Beats the Biz. Reagan is the prez, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. Anyway.
Yes.
And I think of Miss Lottie Chisholm. Anyway. Second grade was Mr. B, a.k.a. Mr. Bougelet. That was his name.
Okay.
Third grade was Miss Patricia DeVore. She was probably one of the best.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Teachers I've ever had.
Wow.
Fourth grade was, I had two teachers. I had Miss Singleton, who was fine, by the way. Miss Singleton, if you out there. and then who was the other one? Oh, Miss Nuswan. Fuck her. She was mean as shit.
Oh.
She ain't like me.
Not at all.
She ain't like me. Fifth grade, Miss Anita Hamilton. She's in the running for best teacher I ever had also.
Oh.
Miss Hamilton and Miss DeVore are like neck and neck. Miss Hamilton, like, really, that's the first time, like, I really felt, because Miss DeVore loved me too. Like, I still, like, Miss Hamilton is my friend on Facebook.
Yes, I'm still friends with my
fifth grade teacher, Miss Hamilton, is still my friend on Facebook.
I went around and found them.
And Miss Hamilton, I'm doing a show in Philly April 15th. If you watch this or read this message, or if you can get this message, there's going to be two tickets at the door on April 15th with your name on them with VIP passes. I would be delighted and honored if you came and saw one of you. I got to be your most famous student.
Hey.
I got to be your most famous. Hey. Now, I'm going to talk my shit, Miss Hamilton. Who, how many of your students doing this? Now, if she tell me, like, yo, I taught Kevin Hart, I'm going to be mad. Like, I'm going to be mad.
Have your phone out. Make sure people.
Yeah, let
did
me make
anybody
sure.
Anybody have? Teach them.
No, so, and then sixth grade, was, you know, you start moving around. My homeroom teacher was Miss Most. She was racist. Seventh grade was Mr. Lewis. He's in heaven. He was a good teacher.
So what was the teacher that you were reading out loud and you caught your confidence for reading out loud?
Probably Miss DeVore.
Okay.
Miss DeVore, because she was the one who affirmed how smart I was. Like, she used to always tell
That's
my mom,
beautiful.
Like, yo, this kid, like, you have, like, she would all, like, and
That's
here's
so
the
important.
Thing, just to give y'all some more context, too, like, I wasn't the smartest kid in the class in public school. I went to private school from like first to sixth grade. So it wasn't like we was doing easy ABC, like, nigga, like I was bringing home straight A's till about eighth grade. Mm. I just couldn't tell nobody that. My friends didn't know that.
Because?
You know, man, being smart ain't getting no respect, nigga.
Right.
You got like, you know. So yeah, but my teachers, yeah, Ms. Hamilton, I mean, Ms. DeVore. Anyway, how do we get there? We talk about reading, but we got to go back to Chris Rock.
You were reading the statement. We were giving you your flowers for how well you delivered my Chris Rock's statement.
Yeah, see, this is why I'm high. All right, here we go. So
we were saying that Chris didn't have to apologize. He did, and that you were watching the speech.
I was watching,
and you felt like there was a moment.
I was waiting for Will to apologize to Chris.
And let me tell you, I have to just put my foot in the door on this one, because I feel like it is incredibly, incredibly unfair, and the world does this, especially to us, all the time, that to expect somebody who has been intentionally, violently triggered to apologize while being triggered. We apologize for the reaction. Mm-hmm. That comes from being triggered in the moment. Chris had an equal opportunity time too. Chris had the mic.
Right.
Chris could have said, I'm sorry, I took that too far. Mm-hmm. When he was before he got up out the seat.
Right.
And instead, he doubled down on it twice. I got to challenge you on that one, that I was waiting for Chris to clean it up and be like, oh, I didn't mean it. But he didn't. He doubled down.
I agree. And it's not a challenge thing, because don't forget, in this situation, right, somebody has to be the bigger man. That's the thing, right? So y'all on this podcast have watched me have meltdowns. Yeah. Y'all have watched me, like, me and another comedian got into it on this podcast years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, yelling, screaming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As the bigger man, though, the next day, I made a whole podcast apologizing to her and explaining, like, yo, blah, 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 blah. But and I still to this day feel like she was wrong, too. Mm. I do. I still feel it to this day. Like, even though, you know, it happened, it's over.
Are you still waiting for your apology?
No, because she doesn't owe me that.
Okay.
I'm not, because she doesn't owe me an apology.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, though, I say all that to say is, but somebody has to always be the bigger person. Right?
Yeah.
So I say that to say, even though Chris Rock doubled down in that moment and Will did what he did, Will had another opportunity to collect his thoughts and go back on stage. Listen.
Yeah.
Both. Chris could have apologized in the moment because he did double. As a matter of fact, you know what? I'll give you the exact moment when I thought Chris should have apologized. He said, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Right.
The moment when Chris after the second time he said it, that's when Chris realized, oh, he's dead serious.
Right.
Chris was like, wow. He's like, look, dude, I apologize. He could have said that.
My thing is, I will.
Hey.
I will. As if like, okay, see, put on notice.
This is where
I will moving forward.
Now here's where we get interesting when it comes to like relationships, people and stuff like that. Because now as people, we always feel like, damn, like, you know, this person owes me an apology, or does this person owe me an apology, or is it this person? And my thing is, apologies come from your heart.
Yeah.
Apologies come from, I feel bad about my actions. I feel bad about what I did.
And ain't no trigger person with that level of stuff.
Nobody. So that's what I'm saying. Neither one. He's triggered and he's triggered. My thing is this, though. I will say this. Will's behavior cannot go unexcused. That's what I am going to talk about. As a man, Will Smith, I'm gonna keep it a buck. He was dead wrong. In that moment, at that time, ladies, you can tell me about protect black women. I understand that. I empathize with that and I respect that. But let's be real. All right? Let's be real.
Okay.
Protecting black women, part of that was Will's ego. And part of that was not just about the joke. Part of that was about the fact that Will Smith has been being picked on and bullied and has been the example of what a soft nigga or a simp is like.
And I think he's also just coming off of having embodied a character, real life person.
But I'm not giving him no space. I gave him space at the beginning of this podcast.
That's fine.
Now I'm holding him accountable. You are a man and you know what you should and shouldn't do. If you really felt that way about that man, you could have addressed him backstage. You could have addressed him. Like, there is no excuse for running up to somebody and smacking him on stage at a live event. I don't care.
It was a stunt.
I'm not talking about the Oscars. I'm not talking about how white it is.
Just
blah, blah.
Wherever.
Just at a live event.
I agree.
We always say, like, think about it. There may be, like, can you you imagine, y'all? Can you imagine, right? Somebody, like, let's say I'm at your wedding. Let's say I'm at your wedding, right? And somebody disrespects the person that I'm with at your wedding. Yeah, I got a problem, but I got to think about this for a second. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because I'm at my friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I want today to be remembered for is the fact that I whooped somebody's ass for talking shit to my girl, regardless of disrespect or non-disrespect. There's ways we could have handled it. Like me, so in the moment, I'm a compose. Let me call my man. Let's get this nigga out of here or something. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And then the last thing. What Will did overshadowed the entire event. And what he did in that moment overshadowed another Philly person who won an Oscar for best documentary.
Questlove.
Questlove won a documentary for best documentary. He won a documentary for... Did I say that?
Yeah.
I said that?
He won an Oscar.
I said he won a documentary for best documentary?
Yeah, he won an Oscar. I'm here
My
to
bad. Hey, Mr. Love, Mr. Quet. You won an Oscar. You won an Academy Award.
Yes.
For best documentary. I saw the documentary. I loved the documentary.
So good.
I watched it more than one time. First of all, there was things... That was a piece of history, to be honest with you, that I didn't know that I needed.
Wild.
With that being said... Will overshadowed that shit because of whatever he was triggered, blah, 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 blah. And we're also going to bring up this fact, too. Will laughed at the joke first, right? And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong or blah, 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 blah.
But I think they're also just hyper aware of where cameras are, too. They're in the front row.
Yes.
They not in no balcony, y'all.
Yes.
They in the front row.
Yes.
And again, respectability politics. These are veterans in the game, right, who understand about camera angles, right? You got multiple cameras in this small space right now, right?
Right.
Like, and we are hyper aware of where the cameras are and talking to them, right? They are, too. They are, too. So, you know, I think it didn't look to me like we all know what it looks like when Will Smith laughs at something that is earnestly funny to him. I didn't see that response. If we gonna analyze the situation,
right?
I saw a chuckle. Let me get my hands together. And his first thing that he did after leaning back into the chair was look to his left. And when he got that cue from the left, he was like on site.
Right.
Over. Done.
Right. No.
But I don't think I don't know if I can. I mean, we've seen Will Smith enjoy enough. As he's exploring the world, teaching us new things, trying, you know, growing as an individual in front of our eyes, in front of the camera. I've seen joy from him enough to know that that was not.
No, we agree. And we're also like, here's the thing, right? And this is what I'm listening to with women a lot of times. Like, it's like y'all like, oh, yeah, but. And it's like I see a lot of people making excuses for him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, at the end of the day, dog, like, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of men got a problem with what he did.
Mm.
Think about that. A lot of women are, you know what I'm saying? A lot of men have a problem with what Will did. A lot of men like, nah, I don't really feel that. And it's not about protecting black women. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we're not protecting. There's a code amongst men.
Listen.
There's a code. Chris Rock did break the code,
mm-hmm.
but that's another thing. Like,
so once the code, so here, educate me. I'm a woman, okay? Educate me. Once the code is broken.
Yeah, Chris Rock broke it first.
So then, does the code still have to be upheld after the code's been broken? Like, how does that work?
No, the code does not have to be upheld, but also, you have to be mindful of where you are.
1,000%.
I don't believe that Will Smith, right now, I'm not going to play the hypothetical game. Like, if it was this person, he wouldn't have did this. If that person, he wouldn't have did this. But let's be honest. If that was Jerry Seinfeld up there, right? He wouldn't have. Here's my issue. He went up there and hit Chris Rock, and he was still allowed to sit down. He was still allowed to be. Like, if.
I'm not giving an excuse, but I think we are watching a literal.
How would y'all feel if a white man put his hands on Chris Rock and then he was allowed to sit back down?
It wouldn't stand.
So
why
is it standing with Will?
It's standing because we are comfortable with black men exerting violence against black men. We are.
And that's a fucking problem.
We are.
That's a problem.
We are.
That's a problem.
And I agree.
That's a problem.
I agree.
I'm glad you said that.
I agree.
I'm glad you said that.
That's why.
I feel better.
That's why.
I feel validated.
That's why. That's why the everything kept rolling. That's also why he was given an elongated amount of time to give a speech and comments to. And I think that that grace was extended because we also, for the first time, had an all-black production squad running the Oscars to say, listen.
That's another reason why I got a problem with what Will did.
I hear you.
Because again, that looks bad on Will.
I hear
on the
you.
Other Will.
Listen, my girl Candace Bembo said that grace is biblical, and so is fucking around and finding out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not listening.
You know, I'm just in the age and in the world in which we are creating our own platforms, extracting ourselves from traditional spaces. There's a part of me that is okay with a disruption if it starts a conversation, and if we as a community can have our own sub conversation about how we gonna handle this. And Chris Rock's statement is an example of a communal.
I'm not disagreeing with that. That's why I asked you first. How do you feel?
Because
again, we could get back. We could go into the facts and blah 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 blah. But at first, I wanted to know how you feel, and I agree with how you feel as far as disruption. Because here's why. Here's why I agree. And this is the last point. And you made this point, and I'm going to let you make it again. All right? I'm going to say it, and I'm going to let you expound. The real issue and the real reason why black women are cheering for Will Smith is because y'all sick and tired of being the butt of black men's jokes on a fucking national white platform.
Mm-hmm.
He took, that was where I had a problem with Chris Rock. You, at that moment, that's why the joke was tasteless. You're doing this in front of company. You're doing this in front of fucking company. I understand that. Please expound on that.
On my night. Two. That part. Don't. On my night.
Yeah. It is. It is her night. It was her night. Yes. King, she's a executive producer on King Richard. She's a, yeah.
At their night. He's a nominee, you know? So, yeah, you know, I think there's so much at play here. I just encourage everybody who's processing this, and you got to look at this through a trauma lens from multiple ways. You have to look at this through a trauma lens. You have to understand.
And we're not omitting that either. I just want to throw that
right
out there.
Right. You got to look at this through a trauma lens. You have to understand that, you know, what Will exhibited, the energy that he exhibited against Chris Rock was some of Chris.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And a lot of it was not. And if this is any indication of the how we feel in white spaces, in black spaces, in private spaces, in public spaces, like, we have to start caring for each other, black women, black men, much better. It shouldn't take us having to remind ourselves that Jada is struggling, you know, with her journey with
alopecia.
You know, alopecia. It shouldn't have to take that. Like, why do we feel comfort?
We should just make him.
We should just. There should just be a level of protection.
Yeah, I get that. So
period.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Period.
I agree with that.
Because there's a lot more funny shit to talk about.
I totally agree. That's why I said the joke was tasteless. I totally agree.
So
totally agree with that.
You know, but I agree with you. I think Will should apologize.
Mostly
because he has fashioned himself and demonstrated himself to be a leader of men and women,
right?
And of children,
exactly.
Right? And so, you know, be owning up to, I do not apologize for the way in which, or I do not apologize for defending, feeling like I have to defend my wife, but yes, I do apologize for the way in which
I defend it.
I defend
and I'm good with that, because I'm not mad at him being mad or being upset about the joke. I'm not upset about him checking Chris. Even if he would have just said, keep my wife's name out your, if he would have just yelled that from the, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Right.
If he would have just yelled, I'm cool with.
Right. Right.
But hitting him.
No, it is. But I think it also, as much as he has been talking about mental health, he and Jada have been talking about mental health.
You got
to do better. And there's enough material out there for him to directly connect this to. This is why you must care for yourselves. Mm-hmm. This is why you must go to therapy. Mm-hmm. This is why you must invest in your personal care. Because if you do not, you are subject, because this world is going to trigger us. It was not built for our comfort at all. And those of us who have become conditioned, and I say us just by association, because I'm really working to extract myself from being, from the programming and from being as conditioned as we are. Those of us who prescribe to that have to recognize that, if you don't invest in that self-care, if you don't go sign up to go sit on that couch with that therapy session, when the world does trigger you, this is the kind of shit that can happen.
All right. And this is so it's funny you say that, because
you won't be safe.
You're a cultural strategist. We're talking about, so one of the things I always felt like, wow, my career maybe just now blossomed into a point where we're like, okay, we about to do some things, is because I feel like God would have gave me anything I wanted 10 years ago, I wasn't mature enough to handle that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't mature enough, or I wasn't in the space to be able to either have money, to have power, to have, mm-hmm. to have anything. You know what I mean? Because I know mentally I'm not prepared, or I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And my thing is that Will had a week, or had a bad moment and had a weak moment. I just think that I just want everybody to learn from this and grow and do better. Mm-hmm. That's it. The main thing I want to walk away from this is that, yes, black women, we got your fucking back. All right?
We hope so.
We got your back. The thing is, though, I have your back. I'm always going to have your back. But, yo, Will.
Because we got y'all back, front, side, up, down.
We know. We get it. Okay. We get it. Yeah, we know. We know. But, Will, my thing is, we got it. Men, it don't always take smacking the shit out of a nigga to get your point across.
No, it doesn't. But that's again, it. We all know he wasn't reacting to just.
No, we know that. I'm just. But.
And Chris Rock.
I'm just talking about a man. You can sit here and as a woman, it's your job. You can do drama and talk about. What I'm saying is, as a man, we have to make better decisions. He's a leader, like you said. Mm-hmm.
Have to make better decisions.
I just don't think he was
viewing Chris Rock as Chris Rock up there.
That's a nigga that fucked with my wife.
That's also somebody who's sitting on a platform and a stage.
Here we go.
Much larger.
I get that, but I just feel like all I'm saying is this, because I'm like Will Smith is just the fact for me is you can't do that. We black women, I hear that, but he can't do that.
Very clear.
So I don't care what he was thinking. I don't care about the we've already unpacked. Just from the surface level, y'all expect better out of me. Because I know for a fact, if I did some shit like that, like I was a presenter at the NAACP Image Awards, right? Let me do some corny shit like that.
And there's a big spectrum of what protection is.
Exactly.
There's a large.
Can you really expound on that?
There's a large spectrum of protection, y'all. I hate to go there, but it is too accessible for me not to. We're a couple weeks off of watching Kanye say that he was protecting his family, right? In the way that he felt like he should protect his family. We've been hypercritical of what that protection, the implications of the protection he was intending to assert. So, that there's a large spectrum of protection. And, we just have to be really honest with ourselves around the implications of the assertion of that protection when we do act on it.
I like to hear that.
Period.
I like to hear that. So, Kenya.
Yeah, Clint.
We come to the end of the podcast.
Oh, man.
We made it. I'm full-fledged high. But I also
thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. Your perspective was greatly wanted, needed, appreciated, even though, you know, there's some things I didn't agree with, but I understand.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that black women ask of us, is we don't, when we listen to you guys, even if we might not agree with your point or your statement, I understand how you feel. Mm-hmm. That's why I ask you how I feel. I won't talk. I'm going to be quiet. I understand where you're coming from. I understand more how a black woman may feel today after seeing something like that. And that's it. Like, I just really thank you for coming on. Like, you made me see some things I didn't see in that situation.
I appreciate that.
So I appreciate you coming on. Thank you for educating me. That means a lot to me. So if you could do me a favor, tell me what you learned today, or if you didn't learn anything, it's okay.
No, I learned a lot.
And tell the people where they can find you, all of that stuff. And then we out.
Yeah, no, I appreciate this space. You know, it's a it's very raw, it's very real. And to hear from you about, you know, very clearly the male's perspective about, you know, what we expect, what y'all expect of each other, you know, that code, you know, it's valuable because from women, we come from a place of protection, a place of love, especially over y'all. So we'd never want to see you put yourself in harm's way, even for us. That's that self-sacrifice.
Self-sacrifice. So that's what you learned?
Muscle. No, but I learned. I learned about the standard that y'all have and y'all hold each other to.
We do.
You know? And that's refreshing as a woman to hear because so much of that is enacted or not enacted. Mm. That standard is not upheld with us, that sometimes we feel like it doesn't exist at all. I appreciate you for showing and telling that standard does exist and that there should be a code that men of honor hold themselves to.
But it's not even that, though. Like, we're holding Chris accountable too. I just want to throw that out there. Like, he was dead wrong.
Yeah.
And we do not, and I appreciate him apology, but he was dead wrong.
1,000%.
And most men, even though we don't agree with what Will did, the way Will did it, we understand,
why Will did it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, though, like, we can't, like, that's a whole nother story, but we understand why Will did it.
Yeah.
And there needs to be more niggas checking other niggas about their comments about women. I totally agree with that.
And I learned and was refreshed that there are, like, conscious, witted black men whose first of three thoughts is to protect black women. And I needed to know that today. Thanks.
Now tell everybody where they can find
me. Y'all can find me on the socials at Kenya T. Parham, and be on the lookout for Everything Is Political with Macro Studios coming out soon. That's it.
Okay. Get some tickets. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all. Oh, they can follow you on IG, right?
Yeah, follow me on IG at Kenya T. Parham, KENYATPARHAM.
And your name going to be in the description of the...
Dope.
So you can... Yeah, her name's in the description of the details of this episode.
There we go.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. So, I'm going to just be honest. The podcast was over. And then right after I got done, this motherfucker Will apologize. Kenya, if you can read Will's apology for us.
Sure. So Will Smith issued this statement.
And she's not using her finger to read, by the way, y'all.
Will Smith issued the statement. Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I'm embarrassed, and my actions were not indicative of the man that I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness. I would also like to apologize to the Academy, the producers of the show, all the attendees, and everyone watching around the world. I would like to apologize to the Williams family and my King Richard family. I deeply regret that my behavior has stained what had been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us. And he ended it with, I am a work in progress. Sincerely, Will.
Well, that's nice. But, I mean, That's what I was waiting on. I wanted to see if he was going to apologize. So both of them apologizing at the same time, this kind of makes me feel like, oh, y'all niggas better apologize. Or the Academy told both of the motherfuckers, y'all better apologize. I don't know.
Word on the street was that they had a moment last night at an after party and they talked it out. Yeah, and they talked it out as men, and that, you know, word on the street was that everything was, when everybody made it home last night,
they're good.
They were good.
Well, then,
that's what the word on the street was.
Word out of all that, we just did all that fucking talking, and then at the end of the day,
but I think,
man, Philly, we up on Brooklyn. Philly, we up on Brooklyn. Philly, we are up on Brooklyn.
I think that was a great statement.
Fuck Ben Simmons. Sorry.
Y'all, never not sore about that. Never not.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. So, I mean, you talked about it.
No, I didn't talk about it. I just said, fuck Ben Simmons.
Okay, bet.
And if I see Ben Simmons, I'm a Will Smith him.
On site.
No, I'm lying. I won't do that. But I'll be talking all that fight shit, but Ben Simmons is like 6'10". Like, I'm not.
I was like, you really want to?
Yeah, I'm not going to sock. Ben Simmons 6'10". I'm not going to sock Ben Simmons.
Your edible done really.
Yeah, I'm not going to sock Ben Simmons. Like, I know that.
That's the edible talking, Ben. He don't mean that.
All right. So, Will apologize. They were, apparently everybody's cool now.
Yeah. But again, the implications of what happens after something like that is cause for a public apology like this. You asked for it. We got it. I think his statement was whole. And to end it with, I'm a work in progress, was exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah. I'm just glad.
To be great all the time doesn't mean you're perfect, right? Be great means to hopefully have a really quick bounce back from, you know, behavior and acknowledgement.
Right.
And then what are we going to do to move forward? So.
Right.
Thanks, Will. Thanks, Chris.
Right. Yeah.
Did the culture still win?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. It's still like a bad moment, and that's all people are still going to talk about. Like,
it's a bad moment. But I think how we move on from it. There's a lot of opportunity in how we move on from it, and I think that these two statements are a start, and I think that those of us who contribute to the cultural zeitgeist of our thoughts and opinions around this also have an opportunity to help us frame and shape what we think and feel about this. And I think that you are doing great work by having us talk about it today, and, you know.
Yeah. That, and I want views. All right. No, I'm talking shit. No, I'm talking shit. All right, y'all, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Nobody else is apologizing. This podcast is the fuck over. You want to keep it?
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.